It's January 10th, 2016. It's 5:41 p.m. I'm behind a semi-truck here. The 40-mile stretch from Apple Valley to Yucca Valley. I'll be probably behind this guy. Just saw a bunch of, a whole lot of traffic exiting the Big Bear Lake area. I imagine it's skiers. You know, we don't get a lot of snow around here. And I have a feeling that there, you know, a few thousand people went up there this weekend to get on the slopes and, you know, have some fun. Hope they did. But it was solid, solid trail of white headlights, you know, that passed me by. You know, this is a single lane highway, so just car after car after car. It is a little jarring if you're in the opposite direction because it's so much bright light shining on you. Yeah, this entry is just about, you know, with Kundalini, you know, people are going to have different experiences with it. It's going to develop or purify different areas in different manners, probably for a whole lot of people. And there is a whole set of occurrences that happened after that summer of 1994 where the energy went down through my frontal meridians, whatever they are, you know, down from my head down into my chest, and it triggered a whole bunch of things, one of which was a whole a variety in range of perceptions in my endocrine glands that I believe were dormant. Yeah, I did not feel them before. I had strong sensations in my pineal, my pituitary, hypothalamus areas, you know, during masturbation or concentration of any sort. You know, I felt those areas distinctly. And then after this after the, I call it the descending force. It's just the same thing, but it, you have a feeling of it descending. It's just going down. And there's so much discussion of Kundalini going up. So it wasn't, it's not something that I had anticipated. And so you have your thymus gland, which is, they're all super important for various reasons. You know, you can't say one gland is more significant than another. And yeah, I don't know what they're all about. But with respect to the thymus gland, it seems to be very much related to the brachial plexus and to the heart muscle. Now, the heart muscle is just a guess because of its proximity, but also because the amplification of the sensation of radiance through my body that was growing in intensity in this process, it seemed to have a lot to do with the thymus gland, but also, and I made this point clear in my writings that the capacity or the hormonal or the capacity or the hormone related to the amplification and transmission of subtle energy was related to some secretion of the heart muscle, most definitely. And a major repository for that, it seemed like the thymus gland would fill with it. You know, That was one spot, because I did feel that irrigation across my chest of, as I described it, a maddening love. I mean, that's those words, those two words are just ridiculously unequal to the task of describing the sensation. It was transfixing. It was transforming. It was life changing, and but this body is, the more powerful it becomes, it also becomes more sensitive, to disruptions in the environment. Things that shouldn't be there, or things that may not have been problematic before, become problematic, without any without any foreknowledge on your part. And so we come to today, where I had some dental anesthetic, maybe a month ago. I had a couple of cavities, and I love my dentist, but we're still in the the dark ages of deadening the body in order to have this procedure killing off our sensation, and it'd be wonderful to have a remedy for dental decay that was almost like a regrowing of the tooth structure, the enamel, whatever it is that needs help. It'd be nice to have some magical droplets that somehow promote the buildup of tooth material and the killing of the plaque that adheres to the tooth. But my my sensations in the area of the thymus gland are few and far between. I'll just leave it at that. What I feel in these areas, it's probably 5% of, way less than that. 2%, 1% of what I used to feel many years ago, before the MRI disrupted the whole mechanism, the harmony among the various glands, and then equally or even more traumatizing, the magnetic resonance imaging procedure that I aborted, that just couldn't have ripped through my thymus gland more powerfully and painfully. But when when I exercise like I do and feel as lonely and impoverished and hopeless often as I do, or maybe hopeless isn't the right word, but forlorn, I'm weakened, I'm broken, I feel that way. Not that I don't have hope, but I'm certainly I'm a little gnome, a little nobody compared to who I should have been, but who God intended our beings to become. Yeah, I'd love to pass this guy, but I just don't know what's ahead of me. And that's the crazy thing. Yeah, I don't know where, I don't know if there's some turn coming up and, you know, I can't, don't know where the traffic's coming from. So I'm not going to pass this semi, and I've got to just chill out. I got a half hour ahead of me. I just don't like looking at this beast of death in front of me, that just huge thing. I just want to have open road. But yeah, yesterday, and I mean on Friday, and then today, strong kind of a burning feeling in my thymus gland area. And today it happened a couple of times, and it was about 2 inches wide, and you know, right where the thymus gland is. And you know, the gland is not just the gland. The gland is connected to your brachial plexus and whatever else is in there. I mean, the whole thing is, it's a holistic thing. You know, it's a part of you. But I had a strong feeling there, connected up to my thyroid. My thyroid gland was also kind of lit up, and a strong feeling of pressure and weight on that whole cord connecting my thymus gland and my thyroid. And it's interesting because it acted up, or it became pronounced right, you know, during and right after a long entry, you know, into this iPod, this Nano. So it appears that the voice, you know, that is where the voice, you know, the voice comes out through the lungs and the larynx and, you know, that whole throat region. And so it makes sense that the speaking would have something to do with its, you know, triggering more insensitivity in that area. So this has just been 15 minutes of my wandering into the in and out of this subject, you know, not terribly coherently, but these feelings come and they go. They, you know, of course, if I were in, you know, if we were living in a more benign environment, then that was conducive to this awareness, then this sense of pressure and feeling would become like it was originally for me, which was an intense pleasurable richness that, and the focus was really on the intensity of the feeling. And it, the trajectory I was on, it appeared that, because I did go a few months into this, at least. So at least I got to see some of the terrain that, I don't know if the, you know, the people spraying us are going to allow this to play its course, play itself out in the human species on this planet. It doesn't appear so. But the trajectory was one of increasing intensity and the richness becoming acquiring or developing a quality of love. Just, and it's hard to really, you know, people think of, you know, love, I love you. I mean, if you've been overwhelmed with love for someone, but to have just this feeling of love just erupt out of a gland in you, or your brachial plexus, completely independent and, having nothing to do with the brain. Because for a lot of people, love is a brain thing, I think. And so this, yeah, I remember at the time also I described the mind as being like the moon, and the heart or the brachial plexus being the sun, and in terms of intensity of feeling and the depth of consciousness, awareness, it was definitely the source, and the profundity was in the heart. The mind was just this ephemeral, this appendage that take it or leave it. It was just there to help steer the heart around in this world we've got, help making some judgment calls and surviving, but it had nothing to do with the locus, the engine of our awareness. So yes, this feeling was beginning to overtake, grow into other parts of my body. It was encompassing more of my brachial plexus, going up more into my throat, and down into my solar plexus. It was my whole body was becoming more under a grip of phenomenal, maddening love. That was just, certainly not by, any direction of mine. It was just a, course of action, the kundalini, or this developmental, spiritual, subtle developmental process was taking. And that's why, my argument has always been that there is an objective process at work here, for this particular stage in our environment. In our development, there's, just as a fetus goes through a certain developmental stages in the womb, so it is at this point, or when we're developing from birth to adulthood. Similarly, there is a developmental sequence for the amplification, for this whole subtle development of the human body. So I've had, off and on, every few days, every few weeks, feelings in my thymus gland that are diminished after, dental treatments, and then after a period of time, the feelings come back. But over the years, because it's been 20 years, it becomes less pronounced, because I've had so much dental work, and I haven't been able to live as vitally as I would like, just simply because of my work and living situation and the proximity to cellular towers. It's not safe for me to be at a high rate of vibration. I just amplify all that harmful energy. And it destroys my nerves, literally. Let alone my, gastrointestinal tract, or, whatever else, harmful digital man-made energy does to our bodies. But what was unusual today is I don't normally have this. It wasn't just a cord of energy, it was, a couple of 2-3 inches wide from my throat down into my thymus gland, and then spreading out from my thymus gland to 2 inches, 2 to 3 inches. And so that cord of energy and being all connected, that was what was unusual today. Don't normally feel that. And so I'm happy for it. Whatever it means, It's alive. It's still there, this augmentation. But go back into the salt mines tomorrow. I don't underneath that god-awful microwave cellular complex. Just want to report this. Yes, this semi-truck is an obstruction right now. So I'm going to see if I can't get around it. Over and out.